Like what you hear? You can access exclusive content and other perks at patreon.com/theunionedge.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great things you're doing for the community, that's for sure. Hey, this program is sponsored in part by the Association of Flight Attendants, Communication Workers of America, and Teamsters Local 406, and we appreciate their support very much. And folks, I got to tell you, if you are interested in catching this radio program on your smartphone, there's an easy way to do that. We've got an app for that. Where have I heard that before? Go to our website, www.theunionedge.com. Sign up for our eActivist newsletter. Download the free app for your iPhone or your Android. And after you download it, would you do us a favor? Leave a kind comment from where you download it. That way, other people can find it. Hey, today we are talking with Hannah Finney. She is with Generation Progress. And Hannah, I hope I got your last name right.
You did.
All right. Thank you very much. First of all, tell us a little bit about what is Generation Progress and what do you do for them?
Yeah, so I work at Generation Progress Action, and we are the millennial engagement arm of the Center for American Progress Action Fund. So we work on all of the issues that impact young people and make sure that they're engaged in the process as well, and they have a chance to raise their voices.
There you go. And, you know, as an old cantankerous cranky guy, I got to tell you, you guys have a lot of work to do. And we are here to help. You let us know what we can do because, you know, this sage wisdom and experience, well, maybe not so much, but, you know, I've been there and done that before. So let us know how we can help. But listen, we are talking about the tax bill today. Mm-hmm. This thing is an insidious, sneaky giveaway to the ultimate wealthy people in this country. I mean, my God, what will the Trump kids do with that extra $1 billion that they get because we're doing away with the inheritance tax?
Yeah, well, you know what they won't do is pass it down to the middle class. We've seen that trickle-down economics doesn't really work, so we know they'll probably just keep it, is the short answer.
Yeah, they'll probably keep it and spend it on themselves and you know, give it to their Russian buddies. I don't know, but, you know, it's we need to talk about it because that's not the only thing. What about college tuition interest?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look broadly, this bill is just a bill that is terrible for young people. You mentioned college affordability. Look at grad school. Like, I'm considering going to grad school one day, and this bill legitimately puts that at risk. It eliminates some of the student loan deductions that we've seen that are super important for young people who, you know, aren't Trump's children but still want to be able to afford graduate school. And it just makes it much less affordable for all of us. And then if you look at the other important areas of our lives, from health care to just our normal income levels, this bill kind of hits us on all fronts. It would strip insurance from 13 million people. It would raise taxes on 87 million middle-class families. It just kind of hits us in every area of our lives as young people.
It does. What are some of the other things that we need to be aware of as young, well, maybe not so young in my point, people here in the United States? Because that's not the only thing, is it?
No, it's definitely not the only thing. And, you know, I'm sure you can go online. You've probably seen a ton and ton of things that this bill would do. But I think what's important to remember is why it's doing this, right? So the bill isn't just hurting us. It's actively helping the richest 1% of the country. So all of these things, adding $1 trillion to the national debt, taking away health insurance for millions, that's so that 60% of the tax cuts in the Senate version, at least, would go to the richest 1% of Americans. So there are so many bad things this bill does, but it's important to remember, like, why Congress is acting this way, right? Like, who is the recipient of this? And that's the richest 1% and the donors of the GOP, quite honestly.
So what happens in a couple of years when the Republicans come to this realization? Oh, my goodness, we've added $1 trillion to the debt. Oh, my God, how did that happen? What do those liberals do? What are they going to do at that point? How are they going to get that money back?
I don't know if it's possible to get that kind of money back. That's the thing with these tax cuts is that they'll last 10 years, but their effects will be ongoing. They won't be confined to 10 years. So this isn't just something where, oh, next year we're screwed, but in 11 years we'll be able to make up for it. This is something that's going to have long-lasting impacts on our generation. And I think about, you know, what would I do? I won't be able to save for, like, kids that I have college funds. This will affect the next generation, too. It's not a small thing in any way, shape, or form.
No, it's not. And likely what's going to happen is our Republican friends are going to say, oh, we have to stop spending.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to go after Social Security.
You saw that with Paul Ryan with Medicare and Medicaid. He made that announcement, I think, two nights ago, last night. Yeah, no. Yeah. They're going to say, hey, look, we don't have any money. Well, we're not going to say why we don't have any money, which is that we just passed this tax bill. but we don't have any money, and therefore we need to cut Medicare and Medicaid, the programs that we know millions of low- and middle-class Americans rely on. And they're going to use it as an excuse and as a messaging tactic. All the while, it's low- and middle-class Americans who are going to be screwed over both times.
What do you tell young millennials to do today? What should they be doing right now today?
I would say it is not too late to stop this bill. We've seen with healthcare and the healthcare fight that these kinds of things aren't over until the very last second. So I would say if you're a young person, or if you're really any person, because it's more than just young people getting affected by this, to call your representative now. You should be flooding their phone numbers. You should be tweeting at them. You should be emailing them and tell them that you oppose this bill. You can go to our website, which is pushback.org, and you'd be able to send an email in just one click. But you just need to be making those calls. And more importantly, you need to be telling five of your friends to make those calls too, especially if you're in a target district. I know Pennsylvania has a bunch of reps that may switch sides, and we may be able to stop this thing. So if there's one thing I could tell young people, it's this fight isn't over, but it's really, really important that you get engaged today.
Absolutely. And the number to call your congressman and call your senator in Washington, D.C. is 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. That'll get you to the congressional automated system. It's going to ask you, you want to talk to your senator, you want to talk to your congressman. You have two senators, you have one congressman. Talk to all three. Tell them what you like, what you don't like. Make sure you're properly registered to vote. You exercise your right to vote. And, you know, not for nothing, those folks that we send to D.C. work for us.
Mm-hmm.
Make them do it. So what else should we be talking about today, Hannah?
Well, I think the one other thing is, now that we've told people to vote, it's also a little bit important, not to call, is it's kind of important to talk about how Congress has been trying to evade getting public input on this bill. This is a ginormous shift in the American economy that will affect us all, but there have been no public hearings about this bill. I've heard a lot of reports that members' phone lines are clogged, which is definitely not to say don't keep calling, because you can always also hit them on social media and over email if their phone lines are full. But it's just remarkable how little chance for public input, and not even public input, but honestly Democratic input, has been made by Republicans for this bill. We saw handwritten things going in the last hours before the Senate bill was voted on. That's really just unacceptable for something that'll harm and like affect so many young people.
In addition to that, okay, there are loopholes that they have left.
Oh my God, in loopholes galore.
This bill, by error or omission or done willfully, knowingly, willingly, and affirmatively,
mm-hmm.
legal term, that you could drive a Mack truck through, okay?
Yep.
So these corporations are going to benefit for another $300 to $400 billion because of the games the Republicans have been playing.
Yeah, check out the offshore tax havens provision in the Senate version. There's parts about oil drilling that was just a gift to certain senators, constituents. There's so many things that are insidious and they tried to hide. But if you take one quick look, you'll see that this bill is not made for the average American. It's made for the 1%.
And what do we do to make sure that we're heard?
Call your representative. If their voicemail is full, tweet at them and get five friends to do the same right now.
There you go. And you know what? This is a beginning of a beautiful thing, because I know if we work at this, we can beat this back.
Absolutely. And I'd also just say if folks want to go to TrumpTaxToolkit.org, we have all the info you need with specific office numbers, talking points, all that stuff. So I just recommend going to TrumpTaxToolkit.org.
TrumpTaxToolkit.org.
.org. Alliteration.
There you go. I'm telling you, this, you know, this is why I like you folks at Generation Progress, because you guys have all the bells and the whistles. You got all the answers, and you make an old man like me feel like there's hope for things to come, and there is. And I am serious about this. And Hannah, I got to ask you a question. You're probably a progressive. I'm a progressive.
Could you tell? Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, I got to tell you, you know, we've got friends on the other side of the aisle that are looking at the shenanigans that are going on every day. And they're saying, you know what? No, this is stupid.
Yeah.
No, we're not doing this. I mean, our young Republican friends in Alabama told Roy Moore, stick it in your ear. We're not supporting you. We have young Republicans every day standing up and doing the right thing. And, you know, I got to say, when we get a bunch of young millennials together, Republicans, Democrats, independent, it doesn't matter. When we get a bunch of y'all together and get you on something, it's a wonderful thing to see, and it tells me that, you know, my God, we're an old guy like me, I'm leaving it in a better condition than I got it.
Yeah, you know, this really isn't a partisan issue as long as you look outside of Congress. There are tons of people on both sides of the aisle, as long as they're not in Congress, who will say this bill is a handout to the 1%.
Right.
And I think young people, we don't really identify with party labels as much. We're more about the actual policies themselves, and the vast majority of millennials, regardless of whether or not they identify with a certain party, will tell you that this bill doesn't do us any good.
Right. There's no special deal for Republicans when it comes to not having to pay taxes on the interest for their college loans.
Nope.
You know,
not at all.
What do I got to say? Hey, you guys are awesome. Hannah, how do we find out more about Generation Progress?
Yep. Just go straight to pushback.org and you'll find all the info you need.
You are so awesome. We appreciate it. And we hope to get you back again soon. How's that?
All right, that sounds great.
Thank you very much. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio.
Like what you hear? You can access exclusive content and other perks at patreon.com/theunionedge.